case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Now, Maddie, if you had a, you know, you're a radio announcer, we both are, which is a pretty exciting but different job, you know?
Yeah, it's a, I don't want to say elite, but it's a tiny group of us in the world.
It's definitely not. We're not, you know, like us and doctors, we're kind of
we do the same amount of training.
On the same level. But if you had a job that was a little more, I don't want to say wrong or embarrassing, because there's no wrong or embarrassing job. It's just like a job that maybe in society's eyes was a little bit more risque.
As in like a
working
stripper.
In a gentleman's well, I was going to, yeah. Can we say stripper?
Yeah.
Stripper. If you were a stripper, or maybe you were some type of sex worker, or you were,
which is a perfectly fine industry to be a part of.
Absolutely.
They make so much more money than any of us,
totally.
Let's be honest.
You're on OnlyFans, shaking dead ass. I don't want to.
It's a sad reality to remember that sometimes.
That I know.
A girl that who's squishing a cake with her foot earns more money than you in a day.
I saw a TikTok the other day of this Aussie trader being like, yep, got up at 5 a.m. this morning and I'm still not making
hours.
As much money. I'm still not making as much money. Anyway, the point is, how would you go about telling your parents that you were in this industry? Would you just sit them down and say, hey, look, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I'm just doing this.
I don't know how. Oh, I haven't even thought about this because, like,
how did you break the news that you were like, Mum and Dad, I'm going to be a radio announcer. And they went, get out.
No, my parents are super, super supportive of whatever I do. And
same.
I think if I said to them, they would be like, they're the kind of parents that are like, they want to know what I'm doing, but they don't care what I'm doing necessarily.
Yeah.
They'll just be like, okay, be safe, do whatever you need to do. Maybe we won't tell Nana.
Yeah.
And then that would be about it.
Okay, well, a woman over in the US has come up with a way to tell her parents that she is a stripper. In a very interesting way.
Don't tell me she stripped for her father.
Oh,
please
dear
don't
God,
say
no.
that. She found him at the strip club.
No, not at all. She has done something that Lockie has actually done for us. Not a strip.
Get that out of your mind for a Friday.
It's actually a PowerPoint.
Before you start worrying or getting excited, this secret pertains to my life, doesn't affect anyone. The only reason I'm sharing is because I want the people I love and trust the most to know what's going on in my life and just be a part of my journey.
So she's done.
Idea.
So she's done what you've said. She said, look, I'm just letting you know, this is what's happening in my life.
Yeah.
She started off by putting their minds at rest.
What this secret does mean. I'm talented, I'm cool, I'm powerful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What this secret does not mean. I'm pregnant or in danger.
So putting the parents' minds at rest, okay? I'm not in danger, I'm not pregnant, everything's fine,
I've
okay?
never seen a pregnant stripper, by the way.
You probably go in the deep south of America, you probably
okay.
find. She finally reveals.
Drum roll, da 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 da. I'm a stripper, as in I pulled it. And I love it.
The dad's tone has just gone from like, so proud of you, sweetie. What do you mean?
Are you really? Now, the reaction of the parents did actually get better. The mother was quite supportive.
I have no questions. I really appreciate you being forthright and sharing your life with us.
You're welcome.
And you are powerful.
Turned out well.
I think that went as well as it could. You know, parents react differently to different things. People have different opinions about the industry. So I just love that she's used a PowerPoint to do
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. And Lockie, I'm expecting a striptease today.
Oh, God.
Power Ballarat, Josh and Maddie.